Thank you, Mr. Chair. My delegation finds the current ongoing discussions very helpful. It is indeed very serious interaction of centering around concrete agenda topics. And this, over the last days, we find that this is very helpful in understanding the overall sketch of where delegations are and where we are going with the items. On specific bullet points, we really have nothing to add to the very eloquent comment made by the distinguished delegate of Australia, including all the commas and periods we would like to copy paste, so we won't repeat it. But I do have a confession to make. The breadth and the number of the subtopics we're dealing with currently, and the length of each delegation's remarks are beyond my human delegation's cognitive ability to fathom. So what we would actually support what the United States and Sweden and I think Austria also said, to structure our work in a bit more, I guess, dissected ways. The current questions laid out, we also take it as questions for Tier 1 and Tier 2. It does have its meaning, but there are too many factors included in each subtopic. So we would actually propose to actually divide and understand and seek agreement, taking a phased approach. For instance, since we're talking about IHL, as the United States delegate suggested, we would like to discuss in more detail how the three principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution would apply when we talk about prohibitions and regulations. For instance, in light of the particularities of laws, as ICRC put it, for instance, when we talk about the prohibition of laws, and we would suggest to specify how the concept of distinction would apply. In essence, as others in the joint proposals states, we saw that laws designed to target and attack civilians would be already prohibited by the IHL. So we would like to actually spell out those specific requirements or elements that will make either laws either prohibited or something to be regulated. My delegation also is ready to discuss elements that will go beyond the IHL elements, but we would actually propose to start by focusing on the IHL first so that we can move on within our cognitive abilities. We would like to add that rather than repeating our vested national positions or interests, we build our discussion around previously agreed or nearly agreed previous elements. That would also help to actually move together on the subtopics. And if you look at the annex of the joint proposal, those elements under subheadings are also organized. I hope that will be helpful to other delegations as well. Thank you.